Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton girls basketball coach Jake Bennett. And Jake, we would be talking after a basketball game, but first cancellation, hopefully the only cancellation of the season. But I guess it came at a pretty good time because you only have one game scheduled for the coming week. So the makeup game for Dallas Center Grimes will be on Tuesday.
Yep. You always kind of expect a little bit of weather here and there. So it worked out well since we only have one game next week, like you said, and we're kind of looking forward to getting two conference games in next week. So, yeah.
Last year, I think we had quite a few after the Christmas break, didn't we?
Yeah, we had basically our first 2 weeks back from Christmas break were canceled due to just the severity of the cold weather. So nothing new for us as far as having to reschedule and that sort of thing. So, we'll control what we can control and get back after it started next week.
So far, you seemed not too bad of a record. What, 4-1, I believe?
Yep.
And teams played pretty well in all of them, and you're right there. So just kind of, again, recap your feelings of how this team's went so far this season.
Yeah. I'd say I'm just proud of the girls for being able to come in and execute. And I just think last year to this year, the biggest difference I've seen is just confidence. Confidence in the girls' ability to do different things on the court, whether it's handling pressure, playing, you know, defense, confident in their teammates' abilities. And when you see all of that, and then you start to see it all translate on the floor a little bit, it just kind of builds on top of each other there too. So it'll be interesting to see, and I'm excited to see what these girls can do once conference play starts going full swing here. We obviously had one against Indianola already where it was a good battle for us. So all of our conference opponents are going to be good this year. You know, Pella, DCG, Norwalk, and Indianola are always good. Oski's ranked in the top 15. Pella Christian's ranked in the top 15 in 2A. So we have a pretty tough conference stretch as far as just this season goes. So it'll be fun just to see how we stack up and how our girls can compete against it.
That seems to be the case almost every year in that little Hawkeye, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're just excited to see these girls go in and compete and, you know, be able to put themselves in situations to win some of these games. So
I'm going to turn the tables on you a little bit here. Since we don't really have a game to talk about last night, let's talk a little bit about you. Let's people get to know you. Your second year. What did you coach anything before you got here to the girls' basketball program?
Yeah, I coached on the boys' staff, actually. My first 2 years, I was the head of ninth grade, and then I was kind of the assistant JV coach my first 2 years back in Newton. And then before coming to this job, I worked as an assistant varsity coach for Joe Steinkamp over at Central College, and got to be able to be a head coach for their JV team and then assist them during the varsity games and varsity practices and all that stuff too. So I come in with some college experience there, and it's a very different type of environment coming from a men's college basketball experience where it's just fast paced up and down the floor, putting up 80 to 90 points a game. Coming down to the high school level and then switching completely over to girls, it's just a different style of basketball, but I've definitely grown to love it the 2 years that I've been here. I think the biggest thing that I love is just the camaraderie and the team atmosphere that these girls have. They always want to compete for each other and play with each other. And, I think boys basketball, there's a little bit of like, I want to be the person that rises the occasion. Whereas in girls, it seems like it's more, we're doing this together and we're doing it. Not that boys basketball can't be that way, but it's harder to navigate that, I would say. So it just kind of comes naturally with the girls.
You said that's kind of what you love. What have you learned since being a head coach here?
Oh man, so much.
Patience.
So it's I would say learning one about myself, just the different types of styles that I like to do as a basketball coach. This is my first, gig as a head coach overseeing an entire program. So, there's definitely parts of like building relationships with not just the players, but also building relationships with your coaching staff and making sure everyone's feeling valued and that sort of thing too. But then also, especially I would say as a high school coach, you're almost a CEO of your entire program. So, before it was just coaching basketball in my other roles, and now it's I'm coaching basketball, but also building relationships with, the community and that sort of thing, to make partnerships with our girls and how we can volunteer time to go and impact just our, the Newton community. And then also how can I build relationships with the youth players and build that program. And our girls do a fantastic job of being involved in that sort of thing too. So there's a lot of learning that's been done over the last couple of year and a half, I guess I would say. But you know, all of it is, it's been really valuable to me. So,
and that is head coach too. You got all these girls and they got different things going on in their lives. And you know, that kind of, sometimes you're like a little counselor too, I assume.
Sure. Yeah. So then you got to navigate that too. And, you know, obviously as a head coach, you want the girls to be able to be successful in whatever sport you're in, but the biggest thing is you just want them to be successful people in the long run. So, you know, it's navigating their schedules. Like you said, they're high school students and they're navigating what it means to kind of go into an adulthood and, you know, getting ready for college and getting scholarships and, you know, applying for jobs and all those things. So it's, you know, it's so much more than just basketball. And I guess that's why I love the high school level, especially as you're kind of setting them up for success in a lot of different things. So, yeah.
All right. Well, back to work at it come Tuesday, Dallas Center Grimes. Again, that's what I think they're ranked 10th, right?
Actually, I think the polls just came out.
Oh, did they go higher?
So they're 8th right now,
eighth
I believe.
Now, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to the battle and, you know, looking forward to see our girls compete in it.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on the Coach's Corner and good luck next week.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jake Bennett, Newton girls head basketball coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner here, powered by Hy-Vee.